Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Have questions? Want answers? Seek a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levi's. Hosted by the Dean of Levi's, Lacey. And co-hosted by the men, the dude, the greatness, Dakota.
Oh my God.
Me. And welcome to Ask Me Levi's. And that's how you do a fucking intro.
You're such a turd. Oh, man. It echoes a little bit on my end, so if anybody, like, for me, I
hold on, I'm going to try something
else. But it's funny because, oh, no. What's happening?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Three times.
Is it still echoing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then it's not my microphone.
I'll make sure it's definitely on your end.
Well, whatever you do.
Sorry, guys. We're trying to figure
you're
something out.
It's either
Blog Talk, Lacey's phone, my microphone, or somebody taking over the tower on Jupiter. But either way, something's going down.
Anyway. Tonight's show is about caregiver stress and management and just kind of going over some resources for that. It kind of hits a little home for me as well, but also for other people. So I know a lot of our fans out there have reached out for resources recently on caregiver stress and resources and overall how we can cut back on the stress. So one thing is we have a comedian, so that's great, because laughter is the best medicine there was.
And you don't know the answer.
And then also, you know, talking about it is like the next best thing, because the thing about caregiver stress is that it's like a silent killer, you know. We talk about like heart attacks being that or stuff like that, but actually depression is the silent killer, and that's where caregiver stress leads to is depression. So the best thing to do is to talk about it, because you'd be surprised how many people can actually relate to you, and you'll be surprised how it actually helps to talk to somebody who's been through something similar. So it's a, you know, surprise in many ways.
And that's the truth.
You know, the definition of a caregiver is also like the definition of family. It's got many definitions, and not all of them are the same. You can be a caregiver as your job, like as you're a CNA or you're a nurse, or you can be a caregiver, like as if you're a sitter and you go and that's what you do, you work and you sit with patients, or you can be a caregiver in the form of a social worker, or you can be a caregiver at home and you're at home and you're taking care of your kids or your husband or your wife, or you can be a caregiver if you're taking care of your parents because they're not able to take care of themselves and you're at home, or just assisting, you know, with some things. So there's many roles that you can be and be considered as a caregiver. I know that I'm a social worker. That's what I do at work. And so I'm a caregiver in that form. I used to be a social worker in a nursing home, so I used to be able to do multiple jobs there. So I was a caregiver in two different forms. I was an assistant on the floor, and I was a social worker. And then also at home, I don't have any children. I have nieces and nephews. I have a bunch of them. And then adopted nieces and nephews of friends. So I help take care of them, and I help take care of my mother, my stepfather, my brother, my sister. So, you know, that's the form, like, for me. I mean, you can ask me about anything. I probably could tell you or relate. I know Dakota, he lives with his his mom and dad, and he assists, especially with his mom, like if she needs driving somewhere. Or so in a way, he's kind of a caregiver as well. You know, there's in-depth differences in caregiving, like there's levels. So I'm sure he can relate at some stress at some times.
Sometimes. But like what you're saying, though, with me, it's like it's my parents.
Like
I can't.
Level,
well, because
like,
you know how my mom, she's sort of disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't really get out and about by herself sometimes. So I, you know, I get out for her. I go do all that stuff. So, and I don't mind, you know. I mean, yeah, it can be stress, but whatever. But you know what helps me a lot is a big bag of weed.
Well, the thing about being with disabled parents, for example, because I grew up with two disabled parents. That didn't mean that they didn't love me and they didn't take care of me. They were 100% there. But it was different growing up with disabled parents because it became like a life. Like it was just a routine you did when you helped out your parents. You know, it was just, and it continued into my adult life. It doesn't even seem odd to me, you know, or like it's work or it's at times. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you're
right.
The same way because your mom is disabled. It's just, you know, you're helping out your mom because you've done that for a long time. You know, it's a different mentality, you know.
Right.
And it's harder when I'm talking to someone who's become a caregiver because their parents had always been the caregivers and they've never had to care for their parents. So now they're turning around and now they're having to take care of their parents. And they don't know how to do it.
Hold on just a
second. And to me,
something just blew in my room and I got to find out what it was.
Oh, no. Sorry, everybody. He's had some problems with his water heater lately, so it might be something like that going off. He found out that it was in his closet. He didn't know it was in his
closet.
I've
been having electrical issues in my room, and something just sparked out of my closet, so y'all excuse me for just a split second. I'm going to mute my mics.
Okay. So, yeah, he's just worried that it might be exploding again. Anyway, moving on, though, like, it's just, that is the differences between, you know, because sometimes it's harder when you're not used to being the caregiver, and you have to turn around and now you're taking care of them, and it's a lot. The best thing to do in situations like that is actually talking to your parents about what they like you to do or what they need help with, because a lot of times it becomes a issue with independence, because then your parents are like, I'm the parent, you know, you're the kid, and it becomes hard that way. So there's stress that lays on you that turns into anger or frustration because either they don't want to listen to you because you're the kids, or you're frustrated because, you know, you're their kid and you're having to tell them what to do and you don't know how to tell them what to do, you know, or take care of them. So, you alive, Dakota? We may have lost him. They very well have. Anyway, so the biggest thing would be to talk to your parents about just being open with them and tell them that, you know, you're going to be helping them out a lot. You just kind of need to know what they need help with and that it's going to be a hard process, but y'all get through it together. Another big thing is taking time for yourself as a caregiver. I know we're like, oh, well, we're at home, we're okay, but sometimes we need to get out of the same four walls. Especially if you're living with the person and you're living in that caregiver situation, you need to get out. You need to have some form of an identity where you're just you, where you're able to be just you and not someone's son, someone's caregiver, someone, you know, be away from the worries, you know. Even if it's just like an hour going grocery shopping. You know, you'd be surprised. Oh, I heard a pop. Dakota, are you back? he may not be that. Anyway, another thing is making sure that you have coping mechanisms in the house, because when you're going through stress, most of the time the person you're taking care of as a caregiver, they're going through stress as well. One, because they're losing some of their independence, and that's very hard. And two,
and
they're stuck in the same four walls. There he is. So it's important to have.
I just had to make sure my house was not catching fire right now. Right?
If I told him that your water heater that you found out was in your closet exploded like last week, so you were just making sure.
It exploded Friday. They get a new one put in. It was leaking, so they had to come back and fix it. And now it's blowing breakers, and I literally just watch it flash in my closet. That's what made me go, oh, shit, I need to get up and go check. That's why I'm hoping I don't catch fire during this episode.
He's so cool, he lit himself on fire. Anyway.
Sorry, guys.
If y'all hear me eating too. I'm actually at Sonic right now.
Whoa.
Yeah,
we all agreed fuck Sonic for what they did to Yoder's foot.
Listen, I have yet to hear Yoder's story, so I don't know if I need to do that or not yet.
He dressed his feet up in a Sonic uniform and took feet pics.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't know this?
No, I haven't heard any of the story yet.
Oh, okay. Well, Logan and me totally did not make up what happened on our show when Yoda was on there. But this is what we came to the conclusion that happened. Hold on. Okay. I need to clear my voice on this one. Yoda has a side hustle of selling fit pics. Midget feet. And he had his uniform that kind of got seen in one of the pics. And his boss didn't like it too much. Let's just say it's not an OnlyFans. That's our Yoder.
Anyways, well, that's way out there. In Tennessee, Sonic is pretty good.
Hey, yeah, speaking of Tennessee, I want to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
What do you think of this new bill that was passed about cross-dressing?
Well, hold on. Let me see if I have the picture for the whole bill. Hold on just a second. I'm going to read it first. On air.
From the way I take it, they just don't want, like around schools and shit. I could be seeing this wrong.
One second, because there's terminology we need to go over.
Okay, while she's looking at us, guys, I'm going to jump into the ad for the week. All right, this week we are sponsored by ourselves. Roasting the World presents Lacey Yoder and Yoder's cousin's mom, Panty Blowout Cell. For every two pair you buy, not only do you get a free bear, you also get a signed used condom by Shane and a happy chicken nugget by the girl. And that's our sponsor of the week.
Why you sent that to me and I don't see it anywhere now.
Oh, hold on. I can probably resend it to you. Give me one sec. Connect on that. Push that button. Hook that into that. Connect that over here.
Don't you love how he can talk to himself just to make it easier for himself?
Nickelodeon. Oh, here it is. Coming at you.
Okay.
I just sent it to you. I don't want to give you a play-by-play.
This is what it says. It says, to restrict drag performances in public. HB9 and SB3, signed by Governor Bill Lee, make a person who engages in an adult cabaret performance on public property or where it can be viewed by minors a criminal offense. The bill includes topless dancers, go-go dancers, exotic dancers, strippers, male or female impersonators, or similar entertainers in the definition of adult cabaret performance. A first-time offender will be charged with a misdemeanor. A second or subsequent violation would be a Class E felony, the legislation reads. Okay. So, one, all that he really did was say that you couldn't do it, like, in a public area where a minor can see it. One,
right.
Most of the entertainers that he just described and all that don't perform in public. They are either in clubs or bars or their own like business. Okay, does that make
correct.
Sense? Or private homes that have paid for their services to come, like the strippers, things like that, okay? So really, what has he really done that they weren't already doing already? Because he really didn't change anything. They're not on the street walking around topless. They're not go-go dancers, exotic dancers aren't going up and down the street doing that. Male or female impersonators, you know, and now there is people who dress as a woman a man that dresses as a woman or a woman that dresses as a man. But they're saying that this is a performance that you do. The definition of
right. Now, let me ask this, because you know me, I'm stoned all the time and I don't comprehend something. So, say I was a teacher, but I was a prostitute. But I'm not pushing it on my students. Does this bill apply to me?
According to the definition, it does not. The definition says an adult
can continue my cross-dressing teaching career.
Performance. Okay, so do you see what I'm saying? It says
right.
adult
so,
cabaret performance. So, the way that it's written out, they would have to be, you know, kind of like Timon and Pumbaa says in their song, you know, dress up and do the hula in front of these kids, you know,
gotcha.
For it to be, you know, that's the way that it reads. Now, if they go back and they fix it to say, for example, I say fix it, but what I mean is if they go back and they amend it, that's what I meant. If they go back and they amend it to say that no, that they're not allowed to dress as the opposite sex that they are in front of children, they take out the word performance, so that means anything that they do. Then
right.
we would be looking at something totally different. And if that were the case, I mean, listen, I'm just going to go out and say this. We have to worry about right now in school, like children do at a young age now, on what they identify as. I don't remember at all being 5, 6, 7 years old worrying about whether I felt like I was a girl or a boy. You know, I was playing in the dirt. I was a tomboy. I look back on it.
When I was 5, 6, 7 years old, girls had cooties.
You know, I enjoy playing around, but I wasn't thinking about, am I a girl or am I a boy? I was able to be a kid, you know? We are given the opportunity for children now, by like age 5 in school, to tell people that they want to be called this name, that name, if it's a girl name, a boy name, or if they're a boy or a girl. Where do you think they learn that from? They learn that from their home. It's a learned thing. Now, if it was natural, like they're coming into puberty, like it normally does, and they're questioning things, that's when we should start worrying about it. But we're looking at 5, 6 years old in school, already worrying about that. Why are we allowing that to happen for our kids? Why aren't we letting our kids just be kids? If they want to play dress up, let them play dress up. My brother did. If they want to, you know, if the girls want to play ball with the boys and get dirty, let them. Like, what's the problem? Let them be kids. It's not about they're a girl or they're a boy at that age. They're children at that age. But now we're looking at in schools where we have to have these programs where we go through and we have to call them this name. We have to call them that name. We have pronouns now. They don't even know what a pronoun is, you know. We had a big thing lately. They don't. You know, you learn that in school in English by, like,
a pronoun is a noun that went pro.
Oh, pronoun. But, you know, I think that's the biggest problem that I see. I don't see it being like we're telling people that they can't have their choice or whatever like that. I don't think that that's the problem. The problem is we're growing our kids up by age five. Like, you go to the schools and they're little girls, for example. There were some in there that were dressed in, like, mini skirts and or they're in the, like, crop T-shirts or – they have makeup on that are so thick on their face, you know, and they're like 5, 6, 7 years old. Honey, where's the awkward stages where you're wearing your jumpsuits and your sweatpants and your, you know, stuff like that as kids? Like, you know, you should suffer like we did, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Now, do you think it's the parents pushing us a little bit? Because nowadays, everything's put online, like the pictures, videos, blah, blah, blah. So these kids have to be, like, pick ready all the time, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it's as much as the parents as it is that our society has taught our parents to parent that way. Like, you go to the store to buy clothes for your kid, and you look at what they have for you to buy, even at Walmart, like the styles right now.
Everything's unisex.
You know, no, they're not, because they still have the girl section, they still have the boy section.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, a lot of stuff is unisex now.
A lot. You got the in between. You got the girl, you got the boy, and then you have unisex, which is just completely bland in there. But you go over and you even the boys section, and you look at the boy section for clothes. I have a 7-year-old nephew and a 20-year-old nephew. Okay. And you go over there and you get clothes for them. They have certain things on their shirts now that they have to have, or a little logo on them that they have to have, or they have to be a certain brand, or they have to be a certain cut of jean, or, you know, and that's how they are. Like, that's just how it is. And then you go over to the girls section. Like, I have a niece that is, she'll be 9 in July, and a niece that will be 11 in July. And I have a goddaughter who will be 5 in June. And you go over to their section and you look at their clothes, and their clothes matches the women's clothes over in the women's section. Like, if there's a mini skirt in my section, there's going to be a mini skirt over there that's exactly the same, you know. And it's just like they don't have little girl clothes where they can just, like, go out and play and have fun. It's like you're either very proper, you're unisex, or you're in boy clothes. You're like, you're not allowing the kids to be kids at that point. And that's the same for the boys. Like, you have to be, you can't just wear your cheap shorts and T-shirts and go out and get plain and rip holes in your shirts and stuff anymore, you know. You have to be just right. Everything has to be just so-so. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I noticed that a lot with the kids, and it's just like they're already having problems. My nieces are already having problems with being bullied in school by, like, age 5, 6. And when they're getting bullied, it's not the normal stuff that you're used to, like the cooties, the, you know, stuff like that. It's like putting gum in your hair, and they're using terminology now, like, my 11-year-old knew the term fag, you know. They shouldn't know those definitions. She learned that by age 7 in her school. They shouldn't know all that stuff. they should be able to be happy and be kids and just have fun. You know, they don't do that now. Their stress level by the time they're 10 is out of this world. You have kids being sexually active now at 10 and 11 years old. That's crazy. Like, when I was 10 years old, I was just learning about the feminine physique. You know, we had the stuff in school, you know. These kids already know all about it and the male physique, and they're having sexual intercourse. Like, you know, it's crazy. But, I mean.
That is.
Do you know, like, now you would see every now and again in school, you would have, like, one or two or three girls pregnant by, like, maybe the end of middle school, maybe. Now, if you look at throughout, like, the United States, for example, I'm just using that as an example, not the world, because I don't know how it is in other countries, but using the United States, you look at them, you're having kids are having kids now, like, nobody's business in these.
Oh, I know.
Having to raise.
Kids be having kids in, like, the second grade, hit their peak in, like, the ninth grade, retire by the end of high school. Kids are adults
it's
now.
It's insanity. There was, I won't say the city, but it wasn't too far from me. A girl had a child in the fifth grade, okay? The fifth grade, that means she was 10 years old and she had a child.
Was this in Florida?
No, it was actually in Tennessee. But anyway, she had
Florida's
a
cousin.
Child at 10 years old. So that means when she is 20 years old, her kid is 10 already. Can you imagine having a kid that's about to be a preteen when you're 20? Like, how hard was that? You had to grow up at 10 years old. You had to be a parent at 10 years old. Which this girl, she did. Her parents made her, you know, a lot of the grandparents, they take over and they say they're the parents or stuff like that. But they made her, you know, I mean, one of the things is that the parents had to face actually letting their child at 10 deliver a baby. You know, because that was a big thing because it was in the news a lot. Like, their parents were evil because they were allowing this child to have a child. And
well,
they,
all I
have
to say is, girls, you know your life is going wrong when your kid graduates kindergarten before you do high school.
Right. Well, you know, the mistake was made, it was gone. You know, you can't change the past. But now you're looking at, like, it being in the newspapers and stuff. Your life is all in the newspaper. And they're saying that these parents are evil because they allow this girl to have the baby. And at one point you can look at and seeing where these people are coming from, because can you imagine that a 10-year-old body going through something that normally you don't go through into your, you know.
One of those gray areas.
It's a gray area.
Honestly,
it's, you know, people were calling it child abuse. I've
yeah,
been
but
a child
the,
abuse.
The thing is, though, it's one of those things like, they would say it's child abuse if she kept it. If she got rid of it, she's a murderer. So it's
right.
One of those, like,
it's one of those
gray.
Catch 22. Yeah, it's gray. It's a catch 22. Like, you're either doing an abortion or you're facing people saying that you're a child abuser because you allowed your kid to have a baby. And it was just a huge thing. It all goes back to, our kids are growing up way too fast. Like, they're not allowed to be kids. She should be playing with her baby doll and thinking about the crush that she has, or because she's so nervous she can't talk to him. She shouldn't be having sexual intercourse. You know, it should.
I
want to
know,
baby
though, like, how old is the father of this kid? Not
the
girl that had the kid, but like the baby.
Isn't
this another
years ago?
Like, was he another, like, teen kid? Was it some adult? What was the?
They were close to the same age, according to the papers.
Okay.
This was a few years ago. I think he was like, she was 10,
so this is,
and he was 12.
This is a little kid that made a mistake and know what the hell they were doing.
Yeah.
And ended up having a baby. That's just crazy.
When this came out, like, they were comparing it to other cases, and it happens in the north just as much as it does in the south. It happens in the east coast as much as it does the west coast.
Well, you killed my joke, because I was going to make a joke about the south. Nothing but Mountain Dew, meth, and teen moms.
I know it's a joke. We can laugh about it, but at the same time, on a serious note, you know,
right, yeah.
It's everywhere now. You used to be able to, like, isolate it and laugh about it, you know. Now we're just sitting here thinking, like, dang, everybody's being like everybody. Like, anyway, it's just...
It's craziness.
It's crazy. But anyway, like, just that bill being passed or whatever, there was a meme that came on Facebook, and it was like, you know... How do I explain that to my kids, cross-dressing and stuff like that? And it's like, just tell them that the adults like to play dress-up, because kids like to play dress-up, you know. It's just part of it, you know, growing up and stuff like that. You're playing make-believe, you know. Well, that's how it used to be when you were able to be kids. But the meme was like, you know, you just tell them that the adults like to play dress up, and that's it. You know, you're done. That's it. It's probably the easiest explanation you can do. And, you know, I'm not saying that I agree, and I'm not saying that I disagree with cross-dressing or whatever, you know, you do you. I mean, because my thing is if I'm going to be judging somebody like that, I've got to then look back in the mirror at myself and judge what I am not doing right, because I'm not going to tell you that you're doing something wrong and then I'm doing everything right, because that's not true either. You know, but anyway, that's just my opinion and my advice. My advice on it, I guess you were asking for that, is just allow your kids to be kids, you know, and, as far as the law that was passed, you know, it's just saying performances, and they already were doing them inside and not on public streets. I mean, you know.
To me, this just sounds a way of Tennessee not wanting any parades in their town.
I think that's probably it. I'm not going to lie. That's funny. It really is. But at the same time, I think that really is it. Like, you know, the pride parades and stuff, I think they literally just cut that out for... You know, that's what they did. They might as well have just put on there and said no pride parades. You know, they might as well just went out and said that.
See, the Dakota could be smart sometimes.
So
the Dakota could be smart sometimes. Alright, well, I'm going to take over for a second on this. I got a special Keith's Corner news report. So a good friend of the show hit me up the other day, and she told me this crazy story, and she's like, yo, you gotta bring it up on the show. You gotta roast these fuckers. So, see, her grandparents are moving from Arizona to Oklahoma. They hired this movie company. The movie company shows up, gets all their stuff, you know, everything's good, they pay. You know, everything good, right? They get to Oklahoma. Movie company, not there. They haven't seen, heard anything from this movie company. They're ghosting them, and they're keeping their stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing right now.
Yeah, and the name of the movie company, guys, is Carefree Moving. I'm not giving their I did a bunch of research on this. They're rated 2.2 online, but here's the kicker about things, guys. They're also rated in America's top 15 moving companies. But the other, like, I'm going to say 12 out of the 15 are all related to this company. It's all the same company with different names. From what I can find out, pretty much. And they're all, like, the reviews are all bad.
same thing, like same girl is broken, things are late, people didn't get their stuff till like 2 months later. They jack up the prices on things. Or they don't give you your stuff at all and ghost you. Don't use them, guys. Be careful if you start, you know, if you move anywhere. Watch the companies. And that's pretty much it. That was the King's Corner. God, God, God. Shout out to Chad for that. Hope your grandparents get their stuff eventually.
I just like to give a shout out to my car hawk, Cannon. He's pretty great. He keeps coming by here and giving me a thumbs up because he knows we're doing a show.
Bring him on. Bring him on right now. He's a new Yoder. I want cheese sticks.
He's serving in the car at the moment. His name is Cannon.
Cannon. What up, Cannon? Greatest Sonic employee ever.
He actually is. He's doing pretty great. Anyway, just a shout out to him because he's a really good kid. But anyway.
he's a really good kid.
Well, he is. Like, you know, living in a small town, because I live in a very small town, we have 1.5 red lights, okay?
All right, Andy Griffith.
Well, seriously, I live in a small town. You've been in it. It's tiny. You blink, you miss it.
It is. I agree.
You know everybody. Everybody knows you. You know everybody. That could be a problem. That could also be a good thing. But he went to school with my oldest nephew that I helped raise. So I know him. Like, I know everybody. Every time I turn a corner, they know me. So
we still got to get your nephew to raise.
Hide here.
We still got to get your nephew a date.
He's actually got one right now.
Go him. I'm proud.
I know.
High five, bro.
I do have to say, he's been struggling a little bit because he's going through like the dating app process, and he's young, and it's so funny because he is polite. Okay. He's very polite and quiet, and
he's
very old-fashioned. He likes talking on the phone for a while, you know, and stuff like that before they meet the person or before they actually go out on a date, stuff like that. And the girl,
when she says this, like I said, he's very shy, kind of awkward, but he's a good kid. Like, I would, if I had a daughter, I would not mind him dating my daughter.
Right.
He gets the Dakota seal of approval. You hear that, Mom? He gets the Dakota seal of approval.
Well, he's having the problem, like, after a month of talking to them, they're like, it's moving too fast, and they break up with him. And they hadn't really done anything. They'd only been on, like, one date. And he was having a problem with that. And he was talking to me about it.
He's telling them it's moving too fast? Or they're telling him it's moving too fast?
They're telling him that it's moving too fast. And I'm like, you know, this is odd.
That sounds like...
At the same time,
I just sound like you're looking for excuses on things.
I think it's because the way that dating apps are set up now, there's an expectation. Like a dating app, I can tell you because I'm on them, okay?
You see, that's the worst. Yeah, but a dating app ain't the best way to meet people. Like, yeah, every now and then you get lucky with something like that, but, like, a dating app ain't the best way to go sometimes.
Well, like I was
because you can't really get a good judge of people on there.
You can't, but, so, like, the first, like, response is sometimes, from like from people on there, it's just like, do you want to hook up? You know, and he's sitting here having these full on conversations.
See, that's what I mean. Like a dating app nowadays is not like you hear back in the day, it's like, oh, I was in this dating app or dating sites and shit like that, and I met this girl and whatever. Nowadays, it's like these chicks are just on there trying to make money, so they're like, yo, send me whatever on Cash App, I'll send you my titties, you know, shit like that. So I mean, it's all just
That's one side of it, yes. But you got the other side of it where that's where all guys expect at a certain age. That's all that they expect from you.
Yeah,
so,
but then you get people like
away.
Your nephew on there that's not expecting that. That's actually on there for good reasons, you know, trying to find somebody, and he's having to go through this sea of which doesn't sound bad, but
yeah, that
anyway,
that
we got about 3 minutes left of the show.
Alright.
45 minutes, man, just goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, it does.
But next week, guys, we'll be back on Mondays.
Yep, we'll be back next Monday.
And then tomorrow night, we're probably going to be doing a stash. So tune in for the greatest stoners of all time. Me and Logan. Aw, oh, damn, I said our real names this time. Oops. Anyways. And then Friday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, something like that, we might do a King's Court. We're kind of having an issue with somebody, and we have to get everything cleared up first.
So hopefully that'll be Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, but for sure, Monday, we'll be doing an Ask Me a Little Life. I'll be here. She'll be here. She's the only co-host. I can actually count on that she shows up when they say they're going to show up.
Well, you know. I kind of...
Oh, hey, also, I want to take this time. How's your mom doing? You don't have to get into detail, but...
She's still very sick, but we're just moving forward, waiting for some test results to come back in, so...
Well, I wish her the best, and we're going to keep her in our prayers, guys. So all the Roast in the World family out there, keep Lacey's mom in our prayers. And let's see. You got anything else you want to add to this?
No. I'm hoping that we have a King's Court on Thursday, and if we do, it's going to be a fun one because we're supposed to be talking about, like, merchandise and what we would be looking at putting sayings on shirts. Some of
well,
our
if Ford comes to the worst, we'll do it Friday. I mean, you'll just do
Friday.
It.
Friday?
Or if Ford comes to the worst, we'll try to do it this weekend. I don't know if I'll be able to do it Friday.
Yeah. Anyway, one of those days, anyway.
We'll get
it
figured out,
guys.
But anyway. If something happens we don't do this week, me and Lacey will probably start doing a second show, Kings of Kingsport, and whoever else calls in.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah,
we'll get it figured out. Yeah. We'll talk about it off air. All right, guys, with that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Bye, everybody.